This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
The majority leader said there have been some challenges in getting Senator Schumer to interact with the White House on spending negotiations. Can you please respond?
Well, Senator McConnell wanted me to negotiate the wall with President Trump. I said to him two things. First, it's not a negotiation, no wall. And second, I said, only you can persuade him that he shouldn't do the wall because it'll cause a government shutdown. And I don't know if Senator McConnell played a role. If he did, more power to him. If he didn't, I'm glad it worked out.
Well, leave it to Chuck Schumer. No negotiation on the wall, no negotiation on health care, no negotiation on the budget. Why are they even there? You know, I mean, it begs the question, doesn't it, Scott? I mean, if you don't want to do your job, then what do you do? I mean, it wasn't that long ago, Chuck Schumer himself said, look, we need a wall. And they passed a bill for the wall. What they didn't, you know, in typical form, it's all show and no go. They hear they pass a deal just to give it lip service, and but no money.
That was a barrier bill, not a wall.
Yeah, a wall barrier. Yeah, right, exactly. Really, why are you there then if you're not going to negotiate, work this stuff out? And, of course, Trump is not going to allow, and especially in the first 100 days. I mean, what a capstone to his first one. Oh, yeah, and I shut the government down. Maybe he should have shut the government down. Maybe that would be the best capstone. You talk about draining the swamp, because then you would let them know once and for all that you were serious about doing this. And, you know, maybe he should do this. I know people are freaking out at the mere suggestion of it, but it's like, look, I get the point. Well, if you're not going to come to work and be productive, then go stay in your respective cities, talk to your constituents, and see if they get frustrated enough to finally tell Chuck Schumer and the rest of the gang of ideologues out there is that, hey, look, go about and do the people's business. You know, go make something happen.
Yeah, the big fear is, I guess if I was them, the big fear would be what if they shut down and the people realize that, hey, we don't need them.
Well, that's kind of what happened last time, really, remember?
Well, it was like, yeah, but last time, we're going to shut down, but then Obama did a bunch of things to make it to where we're shut down. But
he exacerbated the problem.
Yeah, we're not really shut down.
And people forget about that. People forget about the little manipulating games that he did in order to just accentuate the pain upon the people so that the media, of course, the media gave him cover and said, oh, it's those doggone Republicans. Well, it was your president who said, look, there's just not enough pain being felt by the minions. And I'm going to use some of this old school rabble rousing, and I'm going to twist the screws on the minions out there a little bit more, let them get more upset with the GOP. And meanwhile, Nancy Pelosi and Harry Reid and Chuck Schumer and the gang are all just giggling in the corner, just going, oh, my goodness, you know, we have made the GOP so irrelevant, they're never, ever going to win the White House again. Oh, but comes 2016.
Well, and I think what you just said there is one of the issues that I have. Why are they reacting like, how come it seems like the team that lost is the team that is dictating like they won? Because that's what's going on. That's what it feels like.
Yeah. Well, it's kind of like that phone ringing in the background. The best way is not to answer that phone, although it's probably our next guest, which is Rob O'Neill. Yeah, answer that phone. We want to talk to him. Rob O'Neill coming up next. I'll tell you, what a terrific book. If you do not have your hands on this, you will want your hands on this, especially after our conversation with Rob O'Neill. His book, The Operator, Firing the Shots That Killed Osama Bin Laden in My Years as a SEAL Team Warrior, and even his years included in the book, his years leading up to become a SEAL Team Warrior. It is amazing, the stories that he relates here. And of course, of the fraternity of the SEALs themselves, and what a close fraternity and honored fraternity. You talk about real American heroes. Rob O'Neill coming up next right here on Bill Martinez Live. Stay with us 5 minutes after the top of the hour.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop me. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. For more information on the show, go to BillMartinezLive.com. It's all right there. Hey, we love to hear from you, and especially don't forget to take that selfie of Broadway Bill's billboard there on 42nd Street. Get it to me, because we got some T-shirts and some cold cash to give away, all right? So that's the way you enter in on this opportunity. Send me a selfie of yourself there in Manhattan on 42nd Street, right in front of Broadway Bill's billboard right there, huh? Well, our next guest, as I mentioned, is Rob O'Neill. Been looking forward to this opportunity for a long time, and this goes back actually for years. Rob, who grew up in Butte, Montana, lived the life of what many would say, typical of most American teens, standout high school basketball player who liked to hunt, a good runner. He didn't know how to swim, he says. And he's a SEAL. Go figure, huh? After high school, he attended a local college but joined the Navy on a whim. He says, to fight distant battles and perhaps return to the local pub with a few war stories to impress the regulars. Well, I think you got a few war stories now, Rob. Huh? What do you say?
Hey, Bill. Thanks for having me this morning. I appreciate it. Yeah, it was quite an adventure, and it was all on a whim. And basically, I mean, the whole book is sort of about, it doesn't matter where you're from or what you look like. You can do anything you want. You just got to stay positive, and you got to avoid the negativity and never quit. Like you mentioned, I didn't know how to swim. I joined the Navy kind of by accident. The slick recruiter talked me into trying out for SEALs, and just because he wanted to fill a quota. But, you know, I was fortunate along the way. I did learn how to swim before I went there. Not as well as a lot of guys there.
Right.
But, you know, made it to the training. I met the guys, and it was to a point where after I enlisted, I had like 5 months to get ready. And I saw what the training was. I'm like, you know, I'm going to go do that in San Diego. Try it. Maybe not make it. But at least, you know, I did something else. 4 years under my belt of experience. And I'll come home and I'll hang out at Maloney's Pub in Butte, Montana. And then I met the guys. And I'm like, well, I'm not going to leave these guys. So I stuck around for a while longer. And then 9/11 happened. I'm like, well, they've been training me to fight for like 8 years now. I'm not leaving now. The country really needs us. And then I went to an elite SEAL team. And I found myself on some of the most high-profile missions in the history, really. My first deployment with this team to Afghanistan, we were part of a small coalition to rescue the lone survivor, and that's you know, obviously a famous movie, and I tell my team's part of that, you know, because we went in after the snipers had been compromised and a helicopter was shot down, losing 20 Americans. They made us walk in to try to find them because they're not going to fly us. And just, you know, how the guys were reacting to each other, how we responded to the Taliban, we found them, and then inevitably, you know, the guys grabbed the lone survivor. And then
Marcus
another here. Story in there is on my birthday, 2009, April 10th, Good Friday, I'm at my daughter's Easter tea party at her preschool, and all of a sudden we get a call that Captain Richard Phillips had been taken by Somali pirates, and we need to go get him. And so I go from my daughter's classroom 20 hours later, we're in the Indian Ocean, the full head count, and then we rescued Richard Phillips, you know, and then the Bin Laden raid. I'm very, very fortunate to be a part of that great team that was assembled, and that was, I mean, the book, it's in the title, obviously, because that was the most high profile, but that was probably in the number of 400s. I'd already done missions, and then we did that. Like, even in the book, it's chapter 22 or 23.
Yes. Well, Rob, let's go back a little bit because of the stories that you have to tell, but I want to revisit Coronado sure. Island. I was a Southern California boy, had many times the opportunity to visit Coronado Island, former Marine myself, so not too far away from where the SEAL team, you know, where they went through their training. How many guys, just to, you know, for our audience to understand, because I know that even when I went through training in the Marine Corps, there were 87 of us that started on that first night. 12 weeks later of that original 87, only 23 of us made it through. But you have quite a rate reduction that's much more dramatic in the SEALs. So when you first started in that class, how many men were there for the SEALs?
When we first got there, we had well over 220. Guys in the class, and when we graduated several months later, it was down to 33 originals, and that was, they considered that a big class. I think a class two before us graduated with maybe six.
Wow.
So it's, and right now I think they're getting better at it. They're smarter with it. They're very creative with the techniques they use, and I think the attrition rate's at about 85%. Don't make it through it, and that's just right. Standard for each class. It's a really difficult course. A lot of physical stuff. A lot of mental stuff, a lot of calculations once you get into the diving, dive medicine, physiology, and then electric, non-electric explosives, how to, you know, grounding yourself out, how to stay safe and all this stuff. Obviously, physics with ballistics and how you're shooting. It's a very, very technical course, and that's just the beginning.
Right.
You finish that right around a 26, 27-week course, then you get into another full year of training before you really get to a SEAL team, and then you get to a team, and it just goes on and on, but the entire time, just with these amazing, amazing people, and that's the life of the operator, and that's why I titled it that, because there's so many impressive people doing it.
Mm. And Rob, when you were going through that, I mean, 33 of 220, that is an incredible attrition rate. Like you say, the class before only six, and yours was regarded a large class. Maybe some of the instructors saying, "Okay, what did we do wrong?" Because they're taking you to the edge of yourself, if not even beyond who you think you are in your most private self, you've got to make a decision. And for you, I've heard you relate the story that you looked and you were thinking of your family name, that you were representing your dad, and that's what got you through those times when you thought, hey, maybe I should check out, huh?
Yeah, that's it too, and a lot of the advice from the instructors that I mentioned in there too, because the instructors are like supermen, but they're also proof that someone has made it through this course. So you can do it, but it's how do you get your, and it's good advice for life. Like just, you know, one of my instructors I mentioned in the book, he said, when you feel like quitting, which you will, don't quit now, quit tomorrow. Just, you know, get through today. And then that's not even get through today. It's get through this evolution and make it to lunch, and then lunch is concentrate on dinner, you know, and it's just little thing. Don't think about the long-term goal, get the short-term goals in there, but you know, like I said, good advice for anything in life. It's funny how everything is relatable to life. He actually said before we started the worst part of training, which was Hell Week, which has been basically awake doing Navy SEAL training from Sunday afternoon well into Friday, so you're awake the entire week and miserable. He said, you're about to go to war for the first time, and the enemy is all your doubts, all your fears, and everybody you know back home that told you you weren't good enough to do this. Keep moving forward. Never quit. You'll be fine.
Wow.
It's very impressive stuff, but it's piece by piece, and nothing is easy.
And what are you thinking, Rob, as you see these men that you're with, shoulder to shoulder, back to back, and they're starting to fall out? What is going through your mind?
It's actually, you start to realize that you're better than you think you are. That maybe I am capable of doing this. Because I assure you, the first day you get there, and you've seen it, you see the loudmouth, the big guys, the tough guys, and then they quit. It's like, wow, maybe I'm, you know, just don't follow them. Don't believe the hype. You know, you're better than you think you are. You can do anything you want. Do anything.
Well, Rob O'Neill is our guest. We're talking about his brand new book. Let me tell you, you get your hands on this, you're not going to want to put it down. And it's probably one of those books that you won't share very easily, because I know it's got a spot in my personal library that where it'll remain. I've had already a couple of people, Rob, say, "Hey, can I borrow your book?" And I'm going, "I don't think so, but they're available." The Operator Firing the Shots That Killed Osama Bin Laden. More from Rob O'Neill on the other side of the break. Stay with us, America. It's 15 minutes after the top of the hour.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
It's about time someone had the courage to say it. Bill Martinez, live.
On behalf of We the People, the courage is for you, ladies and gentlemen, just like the courage that Rob O'Neill had. I mean, here he is from Montana thinking, hey, look, I'll join the Navy, come back, tell some couple war stories. But even from that standpoint, he had no idea that it would be the war stories he'd have to share would be as grand as those that he documents in his book, The Operator. Now, some people may misunderstand who do not know Rob O'Neill. And they would think, well, you know, he's just, you know, a braggart. And it's all about him. And I would say that if that's what you think, you're going to miss out on the true character of this American hero. Rob, that's the thing that comes out about you is that you're a pretty humble guy. I mean, to be thrust into this scene is beyond anything you could have ever imagined. I don't think you set out and said, hey, I want to be on the world stage and talk about these grand conquests. I don't gather that about you. And I got to imagine your friends there in Montana are kind of shocked going, hey, there's Rob. He's on TV.
Well, I appreciate you saying that, Bill, too. And it is because, I mean, it's hard not to be humble when for so many years I was around the best people that I've ever seen. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I always assume that it's kind of like, you know, when you're driving through the driver's test, you always pretend you're like your mother or a cop or someone in the car with you. When I talk about these guys, I just assume they're listening. And you can't brag. They're too good. I mean, it was interesting. Even being where we were, we always felt that, especially, I mean, I know I felt this way. It was great to go work at a place with so many people who were better than me. And they all felt the same way. And it wasn't, you never undermine them. You just try to beat them at whatever we're doing. And sometimes you do and sometimes you don't. It's just it's quite a life. It's quite a lifestyle. Everybody from the operator to the family, you know, it's just a great group, great life.
Well, like you say, so much of what you learned in the military and working with an elite team as the SEALs like you did taught you so much about life, and these are nuggets that you're passing on, and I've captured so many in your book and even in our conversation today. You've been such a blessing to, you know, pass that on, and you've kind of referred to this twice, and that is, and I know you brought this out in the book as well, in terms of honoring the people that you worked with. You imagine what a workplace environment would be if you had that attitude that the people around you were a lot better than you.
I think it's my big thing is how positive everyone is and was.
Yes.
And I see such a better outcome when people know what they're doing, why they're doing it, and know they're part of the solution and have like a common goal. And we have that there. We were so successful because we respected each other, you know, even in the military, which, I mean, you know, you're a former Marine. You don't need to do this, but we would say please and thank you for normal work sometimes to let people know they're welcome there. And little things like that to help the team, you know, move along. Tell your men and women what they're doing and why. If you know why, you're going to work harder. And these
exactly.
are life skills that, you know, we've learned. I learned that in combat, you wouldn't think that stuff you learn in combat is applicable to life back home. But I learned that it's okay to be afraid because fear makes you think more clearly. Just don't panic. Panic mm-hmm. is contagious, and everyone will start panicking.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. You know, I was afraid lots of time. That's fine. You know, I still get scared at, you know, some movies I watch. Okay.
I hear you. I wanted in your book, you talk about meeting the families at the 9/11 memorial.
Yeah.
Share that with our audience, because this, as I was reading this, seemed to be a rather affirming moment for you and kind of completed the circle in terms of understanding the journey that God had put you on.
Well, they, through a couple members of Congress and the memorial up here in New York, they asked me to donate a piece of gear that I wore on the mission. So I donated a shirt anonymously. I just wanted people at the museum, because it goes chronologically, to realize, you know, this is what America had there. This was there. This American flag was worn there. And part of my private tour that I got, I didn't know this, but they had about 30 families that lost loved ones on 9/11. And they brought me into a room. I didn't have any remarks prepared. And that's when I just started telling them what happened. And that was the first time I told people what happened. And their responses were, I mean, to be in the room, there couldn't have been a dry eye in the room. Just them saying, you know, there is no closure for this horrific thing that happened to my family member, my husband or my, you know, my son. But to hear you say it, it definitely helps with the healing.
Yeah.
And just the reactions and the hugs and the tears, I started to realize, you know, this is where it happened, and if I can help this many here, I can help thousands that were involved with this. And, you know, I might assume a little risk, maybe some criticism, but I've assumed both before, and mm-hmm. it doesn't scare me. This is why I'm here, and that's why I started telling the story initially.
Exactly. And, you know, typically anything that had to do with the SEAL team, very confidential, very private. And, you know, seeing the faces of these families and what it did for them, you knew that you had to, even though you were going to create some criticism from your fellow operators, that you had to tell this story, right?
It needed to be told. And a lot of these stories need to be told because, I mean, yes, there's stuff that goes on that's time sensitive that people don't need to know what's happening and why, but something this big, to let the country know, there's nothing wrong with being proud of America and proud of its service members and proud of stuff that we did. And, you know, there's nothing classified this book. This is actually the first book with Bin Laden in it that has been approved by the Pentagon. So it's legit. Mm-hmm. I did it the right way. And I know that people, the classified stuff's not even interesting, but people do want to know, how were your guys acting on a mission they knew they weren't going to live through, but we went for the victims of 9/11? What did it smell like going up there? What did he say before he jumped on what he thought were suicide bombers? And that, and these are the people that did the mission. And to be honest, I hope that once they are done with their service, that they'll tell their stories too, because this is very good patriotic stuff that America needs to know. And it doesn't bother me that a lot of those terrorists and pirates also know there are groups of men and women out there that will come find you. Mm-hmm. And that's
exactly
the stuff, and that's what we did.
Well, I got to tell you, Rob, my dad was a World War II veteran. We heard very little.
Yeah.
My brother in Vietnam, in combat, he was a field radio operator, so he was in the heat of it. Very little. Most people coming back from war, most men and women coming back from war, do not want to talk about it. But yet the rest of the people, they have not been in the combat zone. I mean, we're talking probably, when you figure it all said and done, probably less than 1% of American citizens are in a combat situation.
They're
sending rounds down range, right? And so this is important, you know, for people to understand this. And for you, I mean, you talk about all the missions. I mean, hundreds of missions in your experience in serving this country honorably, the many awards and decorations that you receive, rightfully so, 52 times. And I tell you, many people I've spoken with have said, and I agree with them, why didn't the SEAL team get the Congressional Medal of Honor? I don't want you to comment on that. I'm just putting it out there because I know you. That's not what it is all about. But many people in this country believe, for what you guys did, and as you say, it was more than the SEAL team. It was the whole team that brought down Osama bin Laden. There's a lot of people involved here, right?
Absolutely. There was the entire team, and it went back years. We were the last ones to know. Let's talk about the government employees working at agencies that gather intelligence. Nobody mentions the pilots. We have four of the best pilots in the world that flew us on a mission where if they're not good, it's suicide for us. They got us there. A pilot that made a decision to crash land because if he didn't, it would have flipped and he would have killed everyone. And he decided that in a second. And we'll talk about medals. When I watched stuff happen in that house, just overwhelmingly proud of my guys. Look at how you're acting. That I saw a guy that, like I said, he jumps on what he thought were suicide bombers, so the guy behind him get a shot at Bin Laden. Mm. That is the Medal of Honor stuff right there.
Right.
It just, the overwhelming pride. I can close my eyes and see all this at any time. And just that team was just so good and so focused. And maybe the focus came from the fact that we thought we were going to die, and then we lived. And just, wow. That was one amazing night. And I was able to work with these same guys for years. It was an incredible life.
Well, I'll tell you, this is the kind of book you can take to the bar with yourself. If you don't have Rob sitting next to you, you got his book. You can open it up and have a fun read and a good drink. Rob, you know, you talk about fear. Just one final thing in the book, which I had to smile a little bit. You talk about fear. You said the scariest thing for you when it was time for you to leave the Navy and deal with real life, right? We got about 30 seconds left.
Yeah, it was. I didn't know that I was qualified to work, but I realized the teamwork skills, the stress management, and loyalty helped. And, I started a foundation called Your Grateful Nation, and now my goal in life is to help as many veterans as I can transition.
And that'll be linked on our website too, Rob. I'm sorry, in the interest of time, I got to cut it off. The operator firing the shots that killed Osama bin Laden, Rob O'Neill on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Rob.
Get that spring flooring project done with incredible deals from Lumber Liquidators. This week, get the best selection of Woodlook waterproof flooring up to 24% off. All water-resistant Dream Home Ultra X2O laminate is 11 to 13% off. And get 10% off pre-finished engineered hardwood and engineered bamboo. They're great for every environment and every level of your home. More deals from 69 cents plus special financing. Get the perfect floor with deals from Lumber Liquidators today.
If you want term life insurance, call LifeQuotes. We guarantee you the lowest prices, or we will pay you $500. Plus, get up to $1 million in term life insurance with no medical exam. You do need term life insurance. Call Life Quotes now.
800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Emails direct. NSA free to Bill at BillMartinezLive.com.
Hey, we're back with you, America. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Great to have you along. Don't forget, we will be linking Rob O'Neill's book on our website at BillMartinezLive.com, so check it out. If you missed any part of the interview, that will be there as well for your downloading convenience. You know, nearly 3 out of 5 small business owners, 58%, are more optimistic about their future as a direct result of last year's presidential election. This is something we've been talking and reporting about here on this show. This wave of optimism is tied to expectations that the new administration will enact across-the-board changes in business policy, regulations, lots of regulations already changing, that has small business excited, taxation and health care costs. Despite the wave of optimism, however, only 51% of business owners say they regularly follow and update a business plan. In addition, only 2% of small business owners most often turn to free or low-cost solutions offered by the Small Business Administration. Just 4% will most often seek advice from their banker. Now, when asked to identify a source of their post-election optimism, the response from small business owners overwhelmingly fell into 4 key areas. More business-friendly policies, ease on business regulations, corporate tax cuts, and lower health care costs. Here to talk about this and break it down even further in light of National Small Business Week, which is going to get underway April 30th through May the 6th, is Kalaa Gibson. He's Fifth Third Bank. He's with Fifth Third Bank, the head of business banking. Kalaa, always good to be talking to you. Good to have you back on the show to get, an update on what's going on with small business. A lot of excitement here heading into National Small Business Week, April 30th through May the 6th, right?
No, Bill, there is a lot of excitement. And again, thank you for having me on. It's the third year in a row, so I'm really excited to speak with you again and really excited, quite frankly, just to share, Fifth Third's continued commitment to celebrate, Small Business Week. We know how hard these small business owners work and their dedication to our community, so we want to make sure that they're spotlighted, at this time. Mm-hmm. But one of the things you mentioned that I'm really excited about is the optimism that we're seeing out there with small business owners. I mean, at an all-time high, it's just great. That's great news.
Yeah, a lot can be said about attitude, not only in the workplace, but it starts at the top. If you got a good attitude, as they say, I think it was our buddy Zig Ziglar, attitude determines altitude, right?
No, absolutely. And his attitude, and I'll throw another A in there, which is action, right?
Yes.
And that when you,
I like that.
You know, you have a great attitude and optimism is high, you need to put that in action. And so one of the things that we're really trying to encourage at this time is for small business owners to take some action, take advantage of this optimism and these expectations, because, you know, there's a window here, mm-hmm. and they need to take advantage of that window.
Well, Kalai, you and I last time talked about this, and that is that small business, particularly, kind of felt like their hands were tied. And what you're talking about, action or productivity, I think people, when they're least happiest and least fulfilled, is when they're not being as productive as they know they should be. Isn't that the case?
That's true. And I would say historically, you know, small business owners have been cautiously optimistic at best. And so, again, there was a lot of inactivity. You know, there wasn't a lot of hiring and things that we're looking for. But now we're starting to see that come back. Really excited about it. And we're just encouraging folks that, hey, put a business plan together, right? And if you have a business plan, to start following that so that you can make sure that you're staying on track and taking advantage of this great opportunity here.
Mm-hmm. What we've been seeing, and this goes back to our conversation we had last year, Kalan, I've been observing this with small business, and I'm excited to see that they're starting to dream again, dream big dreams, and they're excited. You can see the twinkle back in their eye that, you know, like you say, they're putting a plan together, but they're thinking in ways that they're not so restrictive. You know, so much of the government and intervention of what it did was it rewarded all the wrong things. But it seems that the government in trying to get itself back on track is, and especially with Donald Trump being a businessman, is that we're starting to see the reward of good things, which serves the community. It serves them and their families. I think it's win-win all the way around, as you say, because of attitude with action.
And I agree, Bill. I think another thing that's occurring out there too is that there's a lot of organizations that are being built or started to actually help small businesses, right? So that infrastructure or ecosystem,
yes,
that helps small businesses is really at a mature level. One of the things that we've done at Fifth Third is that we've actually dedicated $7 million for grants and investments to support those organizations that support small businesses. So you're seeing a lot of those organizations do great work in our communities.
Well, Fifth Third has had a bullseye on small business for a long time. I mean, this is kind of like part of your DNA, and I guess this is why National Small Business Week is so important to Fifth Third Bank, right?
No, I agree. And actually, we take it a step further. I mean, we believe at Fifth Third that every week is Small Business Week,
mm-hmm.
and that we need to be celebrating and supporting small businesses every week, every day.
Well, you talked about looking at your plan for small business owners. What are some other tips that would help small business owners grow their businesses, especially in these coming years?
Yeah, another one that's really important, and I know I've talked about this the last couple of times we've talked, is really getting a banker and engaging with a banker.
Yes.
Obviously, I have a bias towards a Fifth Third banker, but any banker at all, because when you have that business plan, you need someone that you can work with frequent check-ins. They can be an accountability partner for you. They also can be a thought partner that kind of help you when you're thinking about the changes in the economy or technology. So I would say go out and develop a relationship with a banker.
Well, you got a banker, and then you say there's these small organizations that are growing, you know, throughout the business community that can be assets as well, right?
Yeah, one of my favorite organizations, and they have chapters around the country, is SCORE, which is the Service Corps of Retired Executives. Great organization.
Yes.
That's there to help small business owners. Their website actually is SCORE.com. www.thebusinessbank.org. But then also there's a lot of small business development centers, again, scattered throughout the country. And these are folks, and typically these services are free, that they can help you build a business plan or even help you add more to your business plan. So we really encourage the Fifth Third that folks go out and take advantage of these free resources. And the last one is, you know, back to the government, is SBA.gov, which is our Small Business Administration. There's a lot of information on their website, and particularly information how to get access to the capital that's out there for small businesses.
Yeah, without a doubt. Well, Kalag, you know, going back to the survey, you know, small businesses said that nearly 80% said, you know, we've got more friendly, business-friendly policies that are being enacted right now. So that's an encouragement. And, of course, this week it looks like the government's going to be taking a look at that corporate tax situation. The president has proposed 15%, somewhere between 15 and 20%. Everybody's going to be high-fiving all around the business community, right?
Right, right. I think the key, though, again, the expectations, right? All of this optimism is around expectations. Mm-hmm. And so the key is that we start to see some action.
Yeah, exactly. There's that A word again. You got to bring that in. We got to get beyond just talking about it, having good attitude. Something's got to happen relevant to reforming the tax code. And also, businesses, small business especially, encouraged by the talk of repeal and replace and lower health care costs.
Yes, sir. Yep.
That was another result. What else did you draw from the recent survey of small business owners that you want to share?
You know, the last thing I want to share, and this, again, goes back to the need of working with a banker or some of these resources, and it always surprises me when I see this. So one of the questions we had was, hey, as a small business owner, who do you turn to for small business advice? So the number one answer, which is a good answer, is other small business owners, and I really encourage that because these guys have been through it. But I was really surprised when number two and number three were family and friends, and bankers and attorneys and CPAs and even these community resources were all at the bottom of the list. So again, just encouraging folks to bring those resources to the top of the list. That's where you're going to get the biggest bang for your buck.
And they might be surprised. I think some of the small businesses stay away from it because they say, I can't afford an attorney. But there's other, like you said, there's other groups, networking groups that offer legal counsel or at least have that brain trust available to them, right?
A lot of organizations, again, and I think the opportunity is there for folks to take action.
Well, Kalag Gibson, about 20 seconds left. Where can people go for more information?
Well, 53.com /business is our website. Wealth of information on our resource center. So I encourage folks to go there. And again, SBA.gov and score.org.
Kalag Gibson, Fifth Third Bank, Head of Business Banking. Kalag, thank you as always.
Thank you, Bill. This has been great.
Get that spring flooring project done with incredible deals from Lumber Liquidators. This week at the best selection of Woodlook waterproof flooring up to 24% off. All water-resistant Dream Home Ultra X2O laminate is 11 to 13% off. And get 10% off pre-finished engineered hardwood and engineered bamboo. They're great for every environment and every level of your home. More deals from 69 cents plus special financing. Get the perfect floor with deals from Lumber Liquidators today.
This report is brought to you by Fifth Third Bank. The American dream used to be a two-story home with a white picket fence. But a recent YouGov study commissioned by Fifth Third Bank found that more Americans value peace of mind over home ownership. In fact, only 15% identified buying a home as a top financial goal. Instead, priorities are paying off debt, saving for an emergency, and having a retirement plan. Despite this change in focus, Americans are still struggling to adequately save for the future. Bina Elliott, Senior Vice President and Director of Community and Economic Development, Fifth Third Bank.
These survey results underscore something Fifth Third has known for a while. Consumers are struggling to reach their financial objectives. We want to help change that through services like our Lives Improved through Financial Empowerment classes, which are designed to give them the financial tools they need to succeed.
For more information, visit 53.com/life.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-617-9312. 800-617-9312. 800-617-9312.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Was a great day here at Bill Martinez Live. What more could you want?
Hey, we're back with you 14 minutes before the top of the hour. This is Bill Martinez Live. Celebrated talk show hostess. She says she's dynamite in a dress. And Andrea Kay, I want you to know you better be careful because today's Static Cling Day. So somehow about dynamite in a dress, dynamite in a dress, Static Cling, that's what Scott tells me, and I'm thinking, Lord have mercy, we could have a kaboom or two, so you better be careful.
Well, you know what? I wear my dress proudly, okay, yes. Bill? Because, yes. You know, the left right now would tell us that we got to be ashamed, you know, of anything that looks like traditionally feminine. You yes. know, we got to blur the lines on gender. You know, for me to be celebrated by the left, I would have to be in some kind of, chop my hair off and have them be in some kind of gender morphic, you know, business suit. Kind of situation. It's gone crazy.
Without a doubt. Well, speaking of which I thought was quite interesting, you know, Tucker Carlson, who's taken over O'Reilly's spot at 8 o'clock on Fox. And I got to tell you, I really appreciate that Greg Gutfeld was very respectful about how he closed out the final show. You and I have discussed last week about O'Reilly. And even the opening, I mean, a smart move on Tucker Carlson's part. But the thing that was a bit goofy was the interview, which was like this big coup, Caitlyn Jenner. And Caitlyn still seems like she needs time to figure this out. I don't think she quite understands. I mean, she's got her community. She wants to be this force, but I don't think she's ready for prime time. Do you?
Well, I don't think so either, and I'll tell you why, because I watched some of her reality show that she did because, you know, I grew up as a kid in the 70s, and he was a hero of mine from the Olympics
right.
because, you know, I don't know that people love the Olympics now like they did, you know, in my generation, but he's been a hero of mine. He was like the only reasonable dude in the whole Kardashian kerfuffle.
Well, he was the reason you started eating Wheaties, right? Because you didn't eat Wheaties before, right?
Well, yeah. Yeah. So, you know, so now I'm kind of wondering, So I watched his reality show, and in terms of his community, you know, I watched, he was on a bus with, you know, other people from the LGBT community, and man, as soon as he got to politics, and as soon as he started expressing an opposing viewpoint from what his new community wanted to hear, man, they were ready to throw him under the bus. And right quick. Maybe one of the reasons why his face still ain't looking that great is because he was tossed under that bus.
Exactly. Well, I also want to get your read on what happened with Ivanka. What is it? I mean, have conservative women lost their gender or something? Because the liberal females who come out against conservatives and the way they pigpiled on Ivanka for what happened, I'm amazed. I mean, I saw what they saw, and I didn't have that takeaway. But I thought, wow, rare. I mean, the claws came out, and it's like, hey, do you want some milk with that scowl, you know?
Yeah. I'm not even sure which incident to which you're referring, because this woman can't walk from her home to her car without them finding some reason to try to pigpile on this woman. I mean, what's her crime? I mean, in Germany, she was invited over there by
Angela
Merkel.
That's what I'm talking about. Was what happened in Germany.
And then they proceed to boo her? I mean, when was the last time a Republican bothered to show up to an event with Chelsea Clinton and then proceed to boo? If Chelsea Clinton gets invited somewhere and some conservatives don't want to hear what she has to say or don't like, you know, her family, they just don't go. Yeah. I mean, there is zero respect anywhere from anybody on the left for conservative women. And talking about my generation coming up, I was thinking about this before I came on. How did we get here? Because as a kid in the 70s, I mean, my mom and Mama and all of her peeps, they were all about the new feminist movement. Mama had Ms. Magazine, right?
Uh-huh,
I was thinking about, do you remember the commercial, I can bring home the bacon?
Yes, right.
Fried up in a pan, right? Never, ever let him forget he's a man, and she's looking hot, right?
Right.
That's supposed to be the feminist ideal, and that's Ivanka.
Mm-hmm.
And she's bringing home the bacon with her amazing business line, looking fabulous, great wife, beautiful family. She should be celebrated, and the reason why she's not is because of Julia. You remember Julia in the Obama administration on the website, Life of Julia?
Oh, yes, right. Yeah, which was all a big fabricated joke. I mean, you know, give me a break.
It's because their idea of a woman today should be a woman that's completely submissive and subjugated to the government. They don't want a woman who can bring home the bacon and fry it up in a pan and be a wife. No, they want to tell women you don't need a husband, you don't need a family. What you need is to get rid of the man and subjugate yourself to government.
Well, you know, and the ideologues here in America, I mean, what do they expect, you know, from Ivanka? I mean, Ivanka already made it known. I mean, you know, she doesn't need to come up with a disclaimer every time saying, hey, look what my dad said on the bus with Billy Bush, you know, it's regretful. That's not who he is. There's so much more. I mean, anybody's life story, we have those moments, those bumps in the road.
Right.
That we don't want to necessarily define us or be the defining measure in which people look at us. It's part of our life. It's part of what makes us appreciate the other side when we realize, yeah, that's pretty stupid. I really don't want to do that. So I'm going to think a little bit different. And and I sense that was the case for Donald Trump. And certainly his kids are smart enough to figure that out as well. But, oh, my goodness. I mean, you know, the female, the feminazis, as Rush Limbaugh would say, they're beside themselves. I mean, they just will not let go of this thing. And even like the deal with O'Reilly. I mean, you know, I was watching the video the other day on The View of this gal, the hot chocolate gal, the gal that kind of she seemed to be the one that tipped it over for the Murdochs. You know, oh, my gosh, the Times and all this stuff and her story. And to hear her relate her story on TV, I'm going, you have got to be kidding me. I mean, because supposedly he grunted at her, and as she was walking out of the elevator, you know how men are. You know what they look at. Knowing O'Reilly, he's looking at his notes, preparing for his show. But her impression was that she was, you know, he was looking at some part of her anatomy that she wasn't welcoming or whatever. I mean, without any kind of, you know, suggestion, no conversation, he grunted at her. So somehow that made her feel like she was back on the plantation. Back on the plantation, well, you don't even know what a plantation looks like, but you're on a plantation. So he gets railroaded on this. But let me say this, Andrea. I think any conservative talk show host, anybody, you know, this reminds me of Billy Graham. You know, when I worked with Dr. Graham in the crusade in L.A., you never closed the door. You know, when you were meeting with a female, you always had somebody else there. There were specific policies to where you avoided all form of and suggestion of evil or possibility because you don't know. Because, you know, like, what was it, on 60 Minutes the other night, Leslie Stahl is interviewing this gal who is, you know, she does documentaries, very well celebrated, and she says, yeah, I slept my way to the top.
Yeah.
You know, and Leslie Stahl about fell over, you know, like, you know, it's like, you know, there are women that have done that. And there's some women that said, hey, they couldn't sleep their way to the top. And they got jealous because it worked for somebody else, didn't work for them. So then they said, oh, yeah, sexual harassment. That's what's, you know, is that the deal?
Well, yeah, it's all a part of that. You know, every bit of that is involved. The use of victimhood by this hot chocolate woman who O'Reilly could have been grunting about anything, but she was able to use that as a tool against him. But I got to even backtrack a little bit to what you were talking about, Chelsea Clinton. The left has no real standards or values. This isn't about their morals. This isn't about a position of really caring about women, because you've got Chelsea Clinton on the cover of getting some lifetime achievement award for what? When has she ever been grilled about her father being accused of rape? You had Bill Clinton being given the Father of the Year award by the left. So, you know, we all realize now that it's really a game that's being played by the left. And what disappointed me about Bill O'Reilly is, you know, I think that he did contribute a little bit. And I'm kind of on an island here. Nobody else seems to agree with me on this. But when you're the number one host of number one show on cable TV, you know, the left is organizing and coordinating to try to take you down. You've got to be smart in every moment of your day, unfortunately, because there are women, and this has been going on in corporate America since the 90s, who it's a cottage industry for a takedown and a shakedown, and that's not fair. It's not the way it should be, but it is the way it is, and especially if you're a high-profile man in corporate world and in media, you got to make sure you got your eyes down on your toes, you got your lips never discussing anything that has to do with appearance or anything with sexuality in the workplace.
Exactly.
That's just the way it is, unfortunately.
Well,
so,
it's the real world. It's what happened here. And no doubt he got railroaded. And Lisa Bloom, who was the attorney, she was celebrating. I mean, she wanted to high five all the women there in the studio. And we took him down. We targeted him. See, ladies, this is what we can do. Really?
Yeah.
I mean, you want to weaponize the wonderful women of America? I mean, this is what it's come down to. I mean, boy, and then you're going to wonder what happened to chivalry. I don't think so. I really don't, for all the reasons that you said earlier. And it's unfortunate because, you know, what guys, look at, guys, we're pretty basic. I mean, you know, we love beauty. We love adventure. You know, simple things of life. And we admire women. We want to honor women. But it's hard when they're constantly in a fight and you want to battle them every step of the way. It's like, okay, well, you know what? I'll just spend more time golfing.
I mean, ladies, you know, you spend, what, an hour and a half, sometimes 2 hours, I know because I've been with y'all in bathrooms, getting yourself balled up, making sure you got your cleavage cinched up to your chin. And this is in the workplace I'm seeing nowadays.
Yeah.
And then you got a problem when a man responds in the way you really want him to respond. Come on now. And one of the, Lisa Bloom, I did a segment on my show about this. If she had some legitimate claim, Wendy Walsh did, in terms of sexual harassment, is really calling in and making that claim live on air on MSNBC the way to go about it? She lost me with that. However, I gotta say, O'Reilly wasn't really, he gave her that opportunity to do that when he met her at a hotel. Unfortunately, you know, it's not right. But men got to be smarter, like Dr. Graham, keeping that door open and not giving opportunity to somebody to try to take you down unfairly.
Well, Andrea Kay, syndicated TV and radio host, always good to have her perspective and balance. Thank you so much, Andrea. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
Hi. Hi there, Dick Allgaier here. I was a mainstream television news reporter for over three decades. I normally never do commercial endorsements. I'm very skeptical of health supplements, but a friend of mine told me about his experience with Synergy One, so I purchased a bottle, and my wife and I have been using it for a few weeks now. I very much dislike so-called energy boosters, those little energy drinks that have caffeine and guarana and other things that make your heart race. This is not that. My experience with Synergy One has been great. My mood is better. My joints feel better. I have more vigor, more stamina, way increased productivity. My wife and I both noticed that we even dream more. So I recommend Synergy One. It's really good stuff. I'm having great results with it.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
This is